This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're a week or so away from Passover, and if you know anything about that particular Jewish holiday, you likely know it involves matzahs, the unleavened crackers you can buy in your local grocery store, usually in that one aisle with all the ethnic foods in it. The kosher section of most supermarkets is dominated by Manischewitz, which as of today is owned by the private equity firm Bain Capital. The company wants to expand beyond that kosher aisle, as Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
When you hear the word Manischewitz, you probably think of the super sweet kosher wine.
Has a kind of nutty taste, has a kind of gentle taste.
This is Sammy Davis Jr. in the Manischewitz wine ad from the 1960s. But before we go any further, I should point out that the Manischewitz Wine Company is different from the one that sells kosher foods in bright orange packaging. But both companies have tried in the past to market their products to the general public.
Try some after dinner tonight. It's delicious.
In the current effort, Manischewitz wants people to think of the kosher symbol, that little letter K on food packaging, in the same way they think of the fair trade symbol or the USDA organic symbol, higher quality and healthier.
People want to know, you know, where the stuff comes from, how it's made, who's making it.
David Bernard is a marketing strategist with Mythmakers. Many of their clients are brands you would find in Whole Foods, like Odwalla. Mythmakers' strategy is to turn brands into compelling stories about the essential human truth or core beliefs that brought the company to life. A strategy that seems tailor-made to kosher food, which, according to Jewish belief, is approved by God.
Yeah, I don't think you have to go to approved by God, you know, but that's pretty strong endorsement. But I think, again, what it gets down to is it gets down to this idea of authenticity. It's like the people behind this product really care about what goes into it.
Scott Meadow has been in the private equity business for decades. He says what Bain Capital brings to the deal is a high degree of skill when it comes to analyzing all the data surrounding kosher food sales and marketing budgets.
And I'm sure they have a model that shows the company, you know, dipping in terms of cash flow because they're going to be investing in the marketing plan.
Meadow says that even with Bain's track record, getting people to pick up matzah instead of Fritos is going to be a challenge. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.